Alignment. I find it madly ironic that when one thing is out of alignment, an entire project can go wrong. If the NASA engineers are off by 1 inch, it will result in a fatal catastrophe. If the trajectory of your jump shot is not optimal, you will shoot at a lower rate. If you have the wrong friends, you will produce the wrong results. My friends, alignment is everything. How to identify when you are out of alignment? I have dealt with back pain for the last 2 years. Something is not right in my mid-back area. I played football for 10 plus years. I lift weights and play basketball 3 times a week. If you know just a little bit about the human body, you know that these activities cause stress on the body. As far as I understand, stress on the body isn't always a bad thing. If you want to grow your muscles, working out adds a stress that seems to give positive results, stronger muscles. However, all stress isn't good, especially if said stress causes pain. Then it is definitely not good. The pain that I have in my mid-back causes me a great deal of unbearable stress. I experience restless nights of tossing and turning, and it slows down my day-to-day functionality. It's hidden pain because I never talk about it with friends and family members. Plus, you cannot see it since I do not limp. I am very strong physically and mentally, so people who are simply observing me are unable to identify this pain that I deal with. And that's the thing about pain. Sometimes it's on our face as tears, and other times it's hidden deep within. People on the outside have no idea what we're fighting. The only people who know I have back trouble are the doctors whom I've seen. I'm not ashamed of pain. I just didn't care to openly talk about it until this moment, because it seemed irrelevant. I woke up the other day and could barely move. My neck was tight. My back was throbbing in pain. And my shoulders felt like I had lifted a truck the day before. I could barely put on a shirt. Instead of feeling sorry for myself and cornering myself into the victim role, where we typically all love to go when we feel pain, I decided to make a plan that would help me abolish the back pain and ultimately give me the proper back alignment. The back pain is helping me understand the rest of the world in a way that I have never seen it. It's poetic. Can't you see that? Because of my back pain, my life is not operating on the highest wave possible. I'm dealing with the pain every single day, and it's seeping in so deep that it's affecting other activities, like sex, rest, the ability to relax, and my inner peace. You can look at your life right now and observe something that is out of alignment. Your job, your mental health. Hell, maybe you have back pain too. Or you have a best friend who is crossing borders and boundaries. No matter what, we all have something in our lives that is simply not aligned the way it should be. Typically, it's something like back pain. Something that you don't truly feel like explaining or expressing to everyone. So I challenge you to do as I've done for myself. List it. Become fully aware of it without putting yourself down. Is it my fault that I have this back pain? Yes. Do I deserve to beat myself up over it? Absolutely not. I want you to understand that most of us add pain on top of pain, and that will never ever solve the problem of pain. If you want to rid yourself of pain, you have to release the pain bodies, the triggers, or the actual entity that is causing you the burden. For the sake of consistency, I am going to stick to my back pain analogy, because not only is it true, but it's easy to understand and transfer over into your life. It's something that I hope you can take with you and remember as you go through life. I want you to think, damn, is my back out of alignment like 2017 Sylvester? Or is it aligned like 2018 Sylvester? As December 2017 starts, and I have committed to ridding myself of this damn back pain, the first step I took after identifying the pain was to look at what I was doing and what I had already done around this problem. That is step two as far as aligning yourself goes. What behaviors am I doing right now? And what do I need to change? Most people are unwilling to change. Most people are so stuck in their ways that they'll stop at this first step. Change is hard. And identifying that you are the one messing up your life, not the man, not society, not your husband or wife, but you, is a responsibility that most humans never want to bear. Here's the crazy thing about accepting that you, and only you, have ruined your life. It gives you power. The fact is that you, and only you, can fix it. It's understanding and accepting that you have always had the power deep inside of you. But because of your thoughts, you have never empowered yourself enough to feel like you have the power. The next step towards aligning yourself correctly is to make a new plan. The best way to make a plan is to layer it. You want to have short range, mid range, and long range goals inside of the plan. Allow yourself space to adjust the plan as you go. Having a rigid plan forces you to remain one way, when the pain itself is there to help you grow. Sometimes we outgrow plans and the pace of the plan. And the only way to ensure that you do not trap yourself is to remain completely fluid and agile throughout the plan. The final step toward fixing the alignment is to listen to your body and your mind, and to observe how your life changes after you start executing the plan. Back to my back. You already know that I'm dealing with an immense amount of pain. So the next question is, what did I do? Or what am I doing to rid myself of it? Following the steps that I just gave you, the first thing I did was realize that I needed to sleep more. I realized that I needed to play basketball at least once a day less per week because the stress on my joints is no longer beneficial to me. I have decided that I am committing to acupuncture and cupping for the remainder of the year while also adding 2 yoga sessions per week. I've done yoga before, and I've done acupuncture. I am aware of the healing properties of both, but what I needed was a commitment to it, as well as a subtraction of something that I enjoy. Right now, 3 days a week of full court basketball could be having a negative impact. Many people are not willing to stop doing what they've been doing, even though they are the ones who claim they want to change. Funny how that works out. I made my commitment to a new plan, one that feels like it will give me new results. And if it doesn't work, that's okay. At least I was willing to try something different. When you feel like you are out of alignment, that is your body, your mind, your heart, and your intuition telling you that you must adjust. Do not be the type of person who ignores the inner dialogue. That's like punching yourself in the face during winter while you're walking blindfolded down a one-way street. If you ignore yourself, you will have an accident, and it won't be pretty. 4 ways to realign your life. 1, identifying the problem. 2, becoming fully aware of what you've done to cause it and what you're doing to fix it. 3, make a new, flexible plan to attack the problem. 4, listen to yourself and observe your life as you execute the plan. Your ability to align your life correctly is not determined by other people. The only way to be sane is to leave behind the insane people and places you visit now. When negative energy finds you, never fight back. If you do, you become it. As you grow, the people you know will start to feel like strangers if they do not grow with you. Put yourself in a situation that makes you happy. If you have to break a commitment to keep your life aligned, do it. If a train goes too fast, it could easily derail. Don't assume you need to give up when you run into problems. Sometimes you're just going too fast, or you want it to happen too quickly. Slow down. Allow things to play out slower, without force, without control. Fact. Obsessive overthinking never helps you. Let it be what it will be. Let it flow naturally. No matter what, always remember this. Healing is a choice. And once you decide to heal, you will. The last time I wrote about pain in one of my books was about 4 years ago. In my book, Dear Soul, Love After Pain, I wrote deeply about all types of pain, how to get through it and how to manage it. In the time that has passed, I haven't experienced very much pain. Some, yes. But I've done a great job of managing the pain that I have experienced. And that is all I want to do with Care Package. I want to deliver words, ideas, and strategies that will help you manage new pain as it comes into your life. Before that book, I lost a relationship, my father, my job, and my identity. And I was in a place of rebuilding. I wrote the book to myself as a way to heal, to face some of the things from my childhood that I dealt with in order to let them go. Some of my fans have said that my books heal them, and I am grateful for that, but I would never call myself a spiritual healer. Maybe I am one, and I am just in denial. Who knows? I don't have the answer to that question, nor do I need it. I feel like Care Package is helping me heal some different pains. I've had to deal with guilt, shame, and codependency. And to be completely honest, the guilt eats me alive. My purpose for writing Care Package to myself is to eliminate all this guilt that I have, because I know that I do not deserve it. Pain is hard for most people because we define ourselves as pain. We see ourselves as the stories of our past. We lock pain into our minds because we identify with those stories. We judge ourselves in the present moment based on what we experienced before. and we constantly preach to ourselves a level of unworthiness. We take aggressive positions towards our past, cursing at our exes, damning our parents, and holding on to resentment toward that irrelevant person who hurt our feelings years and years ago. All this suffering exists because we lock it into our egos. We lock it into the sense of me. My solution for this is to change the narrative. Stop making abuse, pain, and neglect your story. Simply acknowledge that it is a story that you experienced. Literally changing your inner dialogue from "this is what happened to me" to "here is what I learned from this situation" will change how the stories of your past feel. Healing is a process that starts, occurs, and ends in your mind. Your brain is a tool. If you have used this tool incorrectly in the past, I hope we can change it moving forward. Let's talk deeper about locking pain into your mind and how we can undo it, how we can free the ego and that pain. Locking pain into your mind. We suffer greatly because we don't understand our minds, the words we use, or how we associate with and deal with pain. The first step toward healing from pain is to become completely aware of how you choose to associate with pain. Look at the differences between these two sets of statements. I went through a lot when I was younger. Nobody cared about me when I was younger. Or, why does this always happen to me? What can I learn about this situation? Simply altering and manipulating the words you use can literally change how your mind associates with pain. I don't care to identify with my past pain, but I also don't think it's healthy to dismiss it and act like it never occurred. I'll give you an example to illustrate what I am saying here. My father and mother had no issue with spankings and whippings as a way to discipline me and my siblings. Personally, I never felt like it did anything other than instill hate and fear inside me. As a result, I was a child who didn't feel loved, didn't feel like I could speak my mind, and never cared to have dialogue with anyone, because I was conditioned to think that people would hurt me if they didn't like what I said, or if my behavior didn't align with what they wanted. Of course, I had to heal and unlearn from the pain. But for a while, I suffered because I chose to identify with the pain. I didn't accept what I told you earlier. Healing is a choice. Now that I know healing is a choice, I can heal from the childhood pain and conditioning that my mind has identified with. You're going to ask me how I healed from childhood trauma, so let's go deeper. Process to heal from childhood pain. 1. Stop identifying with the pain. The pain is in the past. It is something that happened. It is not something that is happening. 2. Realize that you have to forgive the people who caused you the pain, even if you don't want to. 3. Learn the psychology about how your childhood traumas have affected you as an adult. Example: fear, abuse, and abandonment. Do the research to figure out the end results of such treatment so you can know how it affects you today. If the research is too hard, seek therapy and counseling to uncover those answers with a professional. It will help. 4. Learn that living in the present moment will always heal you. Living in the past forces you to align with it, especially if there is pain. Living in the future forces you to be anxious. Live here. Freedom from pain. Once you are able to fully see through your consciousness that you have been locking pain into your mind, then, and only then, will you unlock it. I gave you an example above about the type of language that haunts you and fixates you into the abyss of pain. Do you want to suffer? Or do you want to be free? When you change those words to, "What can I learn about this situation?" then the entire situation changes. You just placed yourself in the presence of power, in the presence of healing. And this is why healing is a choice. You have the choice to change your words, which changes your outlook, and as a result, changes your life. I want to go a little bit deeper with locking pain into your mind. Paying attention to the words you use has the power to do one of two things: free you or enslave you. Enslavement is the pain on the face of animals at the zoo. Freedom is when you watch sports and you watch the winning team win the championship. Which do you want? Which do you deserve? I know for a fact you're going to say that you want freedom from pain. But do you believe that? Do you genuinely, in the bottom of your heart, believe that you deserve that? Once you answer that question, 1,000,000 pounds of pressure will be lifted from your soul.